The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. One of the great animal phenomena of the world is the congregation of large numbers of birds into a single group to sleep together. Many species roost in groups, such as crows, robins, starlings, blackbirds, swallows, and herons. Most do this only outside of the breeding season. For crows, roosts are primarily a fall and winter thing. Numbers peak in the winter and then decrease near the beginning of the breeding season in March. Just why birds congregate in such large groups is largely a matter of conjecture. A number of hypotheses have been constructed to explain it. One is that the birds simply are congregating in the most favorable spot. Another is that there is safety in numbers during the winter when the leaves are gone and the owls might try to find them. Crows have been congregating in large roosts in the fall and winter for as long as there have been crows. Crow roosts can range from small scattered roosts of under 100 individuals to the spectacularly large roosts of hundreds of thousands, or even more than a million crows. A roost in Fort Cobb, Oklahoma was estimated to hold over 2 million birds.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.